How about a five? No stranger to our airways. We have the chair of the Broward County Democratic Party and also member of the National Democratic Committee, Mitch Caesar. Welcome back to Hot 105. How are you doing today?
Great, Rodney. Thanks for having me.
Political season, and let's kind of talk about what's happening in the state of Florida.
Well, with the Democratic Party, the big news, like on the Republican side, is the presidential primary, which is in mid-March of 2016. We have Hillary Clinton running, and in all polling, seems to be doing very, very well in Florida over Bernie Sanders and Martin O'Malley. The last poll showed, I think she was up by literally 40 points in Florida.
We're probably the strongest numbers probably in Broward County.
Absolutely. Broward's the largest Democratic county, not only in Florida, but one of the top six Democratic counties in the entire United States. Democrats do better in presidential years because the turnout's higher. People are interested in the big show. They're interested in the presidential election. People come out much more in November. On the Republican side, it's pretty interesting because a poll just came out showing that in Florida, Donald Trump is not only still leading, but has increased his lead. He's now at 32%. By himself, and in fact, Jeb Bush is not running second, third, or even fourth, actually running fifth.
Who's behind Trump?
Behind Trump is Rubio, Carson just 2 points behind with 14, Ted Cruz by 10, and poor Jeb with 8. The problem with all this is Florida's a winner-take-all primary, which means whoever gets the top number of votes gets all the delegates in one place. It was originally set up by the Republican legislature to help Jeb Bush. It might be his downfall.
And we have three candidates running for sheriff. Obviously, Scott Irizo, the incumbent. We also have Willie Jones out of Pompano Beach, recently retired from BSO. And then you have Edison Jules.
What's interesting is, as you mentioned, the most interesting race is probably the sheriff's race. Sheriff Israel, the incumbent, and two other challengers. But Sheriff Israel keeps raising a lot of money. And that's going to make him difficult to catch, both running against him. And they're raising money, but being the incumbent, he's raising just an astronomical amount of money.
And then we have the commission race with single-member district Del Holness versus former state senator Chris Smith.
Single-member district county commission with the incumbent Del Holness is running against Chris Smith, the state senator who's term limited out. That's going to be a heck of a battle. Legislative folks are giving to Smith. County commission folks are giving to Holness because he's the incumbent. That will be one of the toughest battles I've seen in years in this county.
And if you'd like more information about the Broward County Democratic Party, how will we contact you?
954-475-2500. Or you can go online and find not only the Broward Democratic Party, the Florida Democratic Party, and even the Democratic National Committee in Washington. In fact, I'll give you the DNC number real fast, 202-863-8000.
Now, a couple other things that happened in Broward County that were led by the Democrats, Uber, and now you have the citation for marijuana. Anything else on the table?
Well, those are the two big things. Uber affects everybody because it's in competition with Yellow Cab and other cab companies. Uber obviously works on a cheaper basis. They're nationwide, and after a hard-fought battle, Uber will continue in Broward. But you also have the citation situation for possession of small amounts of marijuana. It's a very progressive position. I applaud the county commission in Broward. I think they were following Dade's lead. Sheriff Israel's also talked about that. So if someone gets arrested for small possession, it's treated like a traffic ticket, like a citation, and their life isn't ruined. It gives people a chance to make a small mistake, but continue with their lives. I think it's a great idea. We have so much money spent on criminal justice. We really don't want to hurt people's lives if it's a small matter.
Then you have something else that you've just joined us.
Yes, I went a number of months ago on the board of directors of the United Negro College Fund. It's very worthy. I hope to have some folks from that group on the air here in the future. We have a big lunch coming up in December. There's not a better place for your charity dollars or anybody's dollars. The good they've done historically is monumental.
Talking a little politics in Broward County with us this morning from the Broward County Democratic Committee, as well as a member of the National Democratic Committee, Attorney Mitch Caesar. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the opportunity.